Dorothy Edwards, an introduction. Dorothy Edwards was an only child born on the 18th of August 1902 at Ogmore Vale in Glamorgan. Her father was a headmaster and an early activist in the Independent Labour Party. At age 9, Dorothy, dressed in red, welcomed Keir Hardie onto the stage at Tony Pandy during the national coal strike of 1912. She was taught that revolution was at hand, that class barriers would be a thing of the past. Dorothy won a scholarship and boarded at Howell School for Girls in Llandaff before moving to University College of South Wales and Monmouthshire, where she read Greek and philosophy. Her early hopes to be an opera singer were set to one side after graduating and the death of her father. Instead, she took on part-time work to supplement her mother's pension, with whom she now lived. Dorothy managed to write a number of short stories which appeared in the literary journals of the day. She spent several months with her mother in Vienna, all the time revising or writing before embarking on Winter Sonata, a short novel published in 1928. Introductions to several members of the Bloomsbury Group meant a move to London and a division of her time between childcare for the family of Bloomsbury author David Garnett and the promise of an advance payment for her work on a new volume of stories. However, Dorothy's life was starting to spiral out of control. She was attracted to the Welsh nationalist movement, but felt that her Welsh provincialism made her, in London at least, feel socially inferior. Leaving her mother dependent on a hired companion consumed her with guilt, as did the end of an affair with a married musician. On the 5th of January 1934, having spent the morning burning her papers, Dorothy Edwards threw herself in front of a train near Caerphilly railway station. A suicide note read, "I am killing myself because I have never sincerely loved any human being all my life. I have accepted kindness and friendship and even love without gratitude and given nothing in return."
The Problem of Life by Dorothy Edwards. Mr. Rose had walked from the station, and he stopped a moment in the long, narrow path that led up to the house, which was set far back from the road, to get cool. He was fanning himself rather vigorously with his hat, when he observed, in some surprise, that a few yards further on, a conversation seemed to be taking place.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?